But before we get started, I want everybody to know my name is Russell Rush, and I come to a place to cold rock stuff. I got my man, the doctor. Doctor, how you feel, doctor? Dr. Jekyll's in the house. Doctor, doctor, we go down. Let's go. Daddy J's in the place. Everybody, look here. Look at the left side. Y'all just clap your hand like this here. Dig this, dig this. Clap, clap, clap. Come on, come on. Clap, clap your hand. And on the right side, y'all do the same stuff. Like y'all just clap on beat with people on the left side. And everything be funky. Now dig this. Doctor, are you ready to get funky? Daddy J, you ready to kick it? Let's go. My homeboy Rick Rubin producing the record. This is a Def Jam. This is the B-side of the record that's called Def Jam. And it's so deaf that we call it the Def Jam. So deaf that it's the Def Jam. Now, I ain't never sung before. I'm a manager. I like to manage like lots of groups. All the people, everybody talk on records. They talk on records and they come from Rush and we gon' crush. Right about now, people on the left side, on the right side, y'all still clapping now. And people in the middle, y'all lift up your legs, both legs, with both hands, and wiggle them in the air like this here. You see me doing this? Can you do it? You lying. Y'all all lying. But look here. If you can't wiggle both legs now, wiggle one leg in the air, and let's all get funky. We'll get funky on the count of four. Now, come on, y'all. Four. Now, Daddy, I want Daddy, you do something real funky right now. I want you to scratch the record. Daddy, come on. Let's scratch the record. Daddy? If we keep this, it's gonna save us a lot of money, cause we ain't gotta hire nobody and say nothing, and we keep all the money. Daddy J.
I wanna have run on the record, 'cause it's blowing the beat. men of Cooley High. We got not one DJ, but two. He'll rock the house for you. Dr. Dre and Easy G. And on the microphone, you got TNG. So hold on to your seats while we house the set. Cause the original concept is in a full effect. Boy.
Once again, it's the Head Rush.
The Head Rush, y'all.
Oh, the Head Rush, yo. I'm Spire Jerusalem.
And I am JB the Mulatto.
And this is brought to you by
Courageous Entertainment.
And Esquilax Entertainment.
You know.
And we're bringing you more fat, funky, neck-slapping hip-hop like we always do.
Neck-slash-slapping
Slap-slashing. Slap, and then we slash.
And yeah, all of that. So watch your nuggets.
Our beat downs are rugged.
They are.
So, yeah. So, but we we decided to start off a little bit, you know, on some classic old original Def Jam records, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we went from a little bit goofy to, you know, just some straight to the head type stuff.
So I
was digging those cuts, were you not?
Yeah, you know? I was, you know, head bopping it the whole night.
Exactly. We'll just run the playlist real, real quick.
Do that.
We started off with, that was Russell Rush with Cold Chillin' in the Spot.
All right, now explain what the deal with that one is.
Okay, so if you might have recognized the man's voice, that was Russell Rush. As I mentioned, it's Russell Simmons, the man who, of course, runs Def Jam Records, or co-founder of Def Jam Records. That song was the B-side to the song by Jazzy Jay, the song called The Def Jam, as he mentioned on the record. So they'd recorded it, and I think they were just sitting around, him and Rick Rubin, and obviously Jazzy Jay was there too, and obviously they mentioned out the doctor, who is Dr. Jekyll, who is also better known as Andre Harrell. We kept on shouting him out like three piece suit kind of rapper is you.
Well,
you
that know? Explained it all once you told me who it was.
Exactly. So obviously they were sitting around, they had the beat, and Russell was obviously drunk.
Now, where did you get the information? You said that he was drunk. I was like, where? You know, you never hear about anything like that going on with Russell Simmons.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Oh, does he drink a lot?
Among other things.
I didn't know that. I thought he was all on some Buddha Zen type shit.
Yeah, now, back in the 80s, as he said, you know, I drank all the time, smoked up all of Mexico, snorted up all of Bolivia. You know, he was way to the head. He's like everybody in that, you know, in that scene.
Oh, I thought you meant now.
Now. No. The song was recorded in like 1984, 85.
I'm not talking about when the song was recorded. I'm talking about Russell Simmons now. When I think of him now, you don't think that he would have ever done anything like that because he seems so far away from it.
That's what I said. That's what I said. In the 80s, he has said, drank up everything, smoked up everything, snorted everything. So he was like, you know, everybody back then was on all that stuff.
Right.
So, yeah. So he was got there drunk and he just talked shit for the track was about a little over five minutes. There was an instrumental breakdown where there was just like fucking with the drums and the scratches and all that. I think Jazzy J was doing the scratches and probably, you know, Rick Rubin was flipping up the sequences and stuff or whatever. You know, however they did it in the studio back then. I'm just... You know, now you can do all this crazy shit while you're recording and whatever. I'm sure that fool just went and got drunk and was just, you know, talking about dancing, lifting people's legs up in the air, having people lift the legs up in the air, you know, and Simmons says six and all that type of stuff. It was just a fun little track.
Yeah, it was definitely way out.
It was way out.
It was like goofing off. It was pretty cool to hear.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean... I heard he was drinking, to answer your previous question. That song was on the Def Jam's very first greatest hits. This is, you know, now they drop these all the time. And, you know, Def Jam is, at this point, fucking 25 years old.
Wow.
You know? But this was like 5 years after it came out. When it was just, you know, Def Jam was really pretty much just Public Enemy, Run DMC, LL Cool J, Beastie Boys, Slick Rick had just signed to him, and like, you know, Orange Juice Jones and the Black Flames and stuff.
Orange Juice Jones.
Exactly. I never got into his stuff, but I heard
wasn't he just the Walking in the Rain guy?
Yeah, that's him.
That was like the only track he did, wasn't it?
He might have had an album at some point.
I never knew about that. I only knew about Walking in the Rain.
Actually, another group that was on Def Jam at the time, here's a little segue, is the next group that we played. That was Original Concept. So that was their song Charlie Says. They're probably best known for the song Can You Feel It, which is an instrumental track.
Or they're best known as Individuals.
Yeah. Individuals, I was about to get to that. I'm going to break down the history first for a little bit.
Oh, okay, go for it.
So they got their start at Adelphi University as DJs. They were on WBAU. They had a show called The Operating Room, and they were known as the Concept Crew. They called The Operating Room because their member, the crew, was made up of Dr. Dre. Not Dr. Dre from L.A., Dr. Dre, like L.A., Dr. Dre from New York, Yo MTV Raps, former DJ of the Beastie Boys, Dr. Dre.
Right, the one who was with Ed Lover.
Exactly. And he always DJed on the set and stuff like that. I think he was in Original Concept before he DJed for the Beastie Boys. And then also in the group was T-Money. Also,
is that Yo Dre kicking the bass?
No, that's something completely different. I'll explain that in a couple minutes.
Oh.
Kind of, sort of. But still. Anyway, then the T-Money... who was also used to hang out on the OMTV Raps Today, the one they showed during the week, not the one with Fab Five Freddy. You know, he used to hang out on there. And then the other dudes were Rapper G and Easy D.
These letters.
Exactly. So they had that one album called Straight from Cooley High. The other thing I was going to say about them, a radio crew on The Operating Room. They were also on that, spinning on the same radio station, WBAU and Adelphi University, were the Spectrum City DJs, who are better known today as Chuck D and Flavor Flav.
So they were DJs too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Chuck D and Flav got their start as DJs. Radio personalities. So, and somehow
you need some Vaseline on your lips or something.
I need a drink of water is probably what I need. they got started doing the radio thing. I'd done a little more research. I could have figured out how Russell Simmons hooked up with all of them, but he probably, I think Adelphi is probably either out in Long Island, and Queens is near Long Island, and it was also a prominent radio show in New York during the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. So they, and they spun hip-hop. So
Right. Chances
are Russell Simmons, who was going around, at the time was a manager and had also just started, Def Jam Records of Rick Rubin, probably knew those cats.
Got it.
So he hooked up. Now, to answer your question, Yo Dre kicking the bass, because that's what I thought at first, too. It sounds like the Beastie Boys saying that.
Right.
That's Ice Cube, dude.
No.
Dude, the first thing that Ice Cube ever recorded with Dr. Dre, it was him, KD, and I can't remember the other rapper in the group. It's one of the dudes who's pretty well known. Produced by Dr. Dre, they're in the crew called CIA.
Right.
And Dre basically told them, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to sound exactly like the Beastie Boys and Run DMC.
No way.
Yeah, he's like, this is the record type of records you need to start recording. You need to sound like these dudes.
So, and that's Ice-T yelling?
Going, Yo, Dre, kicking the bass. If you listen to that song, the song where that is sampled from is called My Posse. If you listen to it, it sounds like dead on a Beastie Boys song.
Wow.
Like, I once played it for my brother, and I was like, I found this unreleased, Beastie Boys song.
Just playing a joke on it?
Yeah, and he played it. He's like, hey, this is pretty dope. I'm like, this ain't the Beastie Boys, man. This is Ice Cube. It just, I let him go for a couple of seconds,
Nerd.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so, yes, those are the two songs we played.
That's funny.
Yeah. But those, like I said, the second song was a little kind of straight up hip hop, 88 type stuff. The first song was obviously some goofy stuff. I'm going to try to play a little bit, I wouldn't say goofy, but just usually a little either out of character for this show or just a little to the left type of stuff that we usually, kind of like hip hop. Like not, way off to the left type of stuff, but just, within the usual type of boom bap shit that we play. But like by known artists that are just a little bit, different from the norm that they usually record it in.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you just said.
Oh, shut the fuck
so
up.
So I guess we'll just hear some music.
I'm confused
about what's going to happen next.
No, well, you'll see what happens next.
I guess that's all you needed to say. All
right. It's basically, hip, some of the tracks we'll be playing later on are kind of, it's by known artists, but it's not the usual sound that they're known for.
I get it.
And then the next set is going to be just the type of stuff that we never play on this show. But I just feel like playing it, so fuck it. Anyway, before we get into that, you have any shout-outs, sir?
No, I'm pretty good. I mean, I do have a couple, but I want to do them a little later.
Okay, we'll do them a little later then. So again, just to give the, you know, let people know, you can email us with your questions at theheadrush@gmail.com.
That's right.
Hopefully y'all been following the podcast and keeping up with everything, and if you got any questions, just let us know. You know, we got faithful listeners out there. I'm happy to hear from places, you know, everywhere from like Toronto to the Bay to, you know, I got
cats. Saw a few more in Asia recently.
Yeah, that was weird. Asia, we got cats, even just America, got my partners in Denver and Kansas and, you know, all types of Detroit.
Yeah, thanks for the love.
Thanks for the love. We love all y'all. Ernest, yep. I know this cat Ernest hollered at me. Ernest Lee hollered at me. He said he downloaded like 25 shows.
Sweet.
Yeah, so Ernest in Detroit, Ernest Lee in Detroit, you get love.
You know it.
You know what I'm saying?
From the Head Rush.
From the Head Rush. So now, this next song we're about to play, this is from Oakland's Dangerous Dame. This is the song called I Call Your Name.
Ah, wow.
Yeah, you ain't heard that one. You ain't even thought about that.
No, I don't know why I would have thought about that anytime recently. But that shit is dope.
I bet you would have thought about the original Switch song before you even thought about that. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Exactly. So this is Oakland's own Dangerous Dame. I Call Your Name. We are kicking it with the Head Rush. And we're going to be enjoying the music.
JB the Mulatto.
Spider Jerusalem.
We'll see y'all in a minute.
Peace.
Peace.
Woke up in the morning, put my arm to the side. Didn't feel your body near me, so I opened my eyes. Then I pulled back the sheets, but I forgot it was cold. So I slipped into the slippers and I put on my robe. Took a journey to the bathroom to wash my face. The house is kind of quiet, not a sound in the place. And then I thought, wait a minute, where's my woman? She up and left the house and didn't leave a note or nothing. I rushed out the bathroom to check the house. Not a peep, a sound, not even a mouse. I said, man, she up and cold left me. Where could she be? I call your name.
You know I call your name. You know I call your name, baby. You know what I need you.
Took my clothes and then I jumped into the caddy Seville. Thinking in my mind, this girl must be ill, crazy, ignorant to the fact that I'm the best she ever had. And to be with me, she should be glad. But then I caught myself just as I said it. And if she never came back, then I regret it. Cause she's the only girl I ever really fought for. In other words, she's the first I have a heart for. Which means I love her, physically and mentally. The reason for our love is simply cause our love is meant to be. But if she leaves me, I wouldn't feel the same. So please come back, girl. I call your name.
You know I love you. You know I need you. I'm always thinking of you. This is what I call your name. Yeah.
Searching all the streets like a cop. A criminal, thinking in my mind, yo, where would most women go? I don't know, but I'ma keep searching and looking. And if she ain't around, then my heart is tooken, broken in half like a fish stick. But I'ma find me another one to get with. And if she don't come back, then I'll accept that. Cause I will always play the role of a Big Mac.
Is it true that you love him?
Yes, it may be, but I know that there's a lot more fish in the sea. Even though in my life I've had lots of fish, but I never had a fish like this. I call your name.
Girl, I'm on my hands and knees, begging you please to come back to me. Only because I call your name, I call your name.
Searching all day but still coming up with nothing. Opened up the door, took the key from the ignition. I knew she wouldn't be in the house, but I was wishing, hoping. But in my heart, all I felt was a pain. Everything to lose and not a thing to gain. But when I opened the door, I had nothing to say. Everybody there was singing happy birthday. And then I quickly knew that she was behind it. Because I was blinded, I wasn't reminded that it was my birthday. Forget that. Even though you never left, I'm glad to have you back. I call your name.
You know I love you.
Your number, but it rang off the hook. So look, why don't you give it to me again? Oh man, it seems I don't have a pen. Oh, you do? Word to Mom Duke, I think it's time that I broke down and that I told you the truth. Understand, Vanessa, I want you to know that I never really loved you. I was just gassing up your ego. Understand, Vanessa. Understand, Vanessa. Vanessa, yo, don't get me wrong, but I'm in no way trying to say you didn't have it going on. You know you do, you know that you are that, yo. But I said I had a girl, so you would know from the intro. And you knew, I said you knew, what did you do? But continue to give me exactly what I pursued. But that was cool until you played the fool. You said I had to leave my girl with some kind of new rule. I said, no, I don't think so. Like, homie, left you lonely. Think by now that you should know me better than that actual fact. You'll kill that boo-wah and text a step and leave you like I never knew ya. So, Vanessa, just keep on pursuing. On the dream, I'll leave my girl and that you will become the new one. Understand me, Vanessa, I just want you to know that I never really loved you. I was gassing your ego. Understand me, Vanessa. Understand me, Vanessa. Yo, follow the bouncing ball, G. So, Vanessa, you know hard feelings. I can tell by the way you're looking that your temperature's hitting the ceiling. But it's cool, I understand. You need a man, cause the one you had is fighting a stupid war for Uncle Sam. But he'll be back, I know he will. So fix your grill, order yourself for Sunday, and on Monday pay the bill. And if you still need a friend, you can depend on me. If you need me, you can beat me. And you'll go to 63. We'll walk, sit, shoot the lip. But all that lovely stuff is like on the boo, I tip. Understand, Vanessa, I just want you to know that I never really love you. I was guessing your ego. Understand me, Vanessa. Understand me, Vanessa. Understand me.
Hickeys on your chest.
Yo.
We're back.
I've been around the world and I.
Now, we already had this conversation.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't make fun of me and my baby.
Don't
laugh at my baby. I can't find my baby.
You know, dude, this is how thick I am. When I said the first time we were joking about this in the back, you know, for those of y'all who don't know, when, you know, when we're getting ready to go on the air, I started singing that, and he said, don't talk about my baby, you know, make fun of me losing my baby. And I didn't even make the fucking connection, man.
What do you mean?
That it's, you know, been there where I ran around the world, and I can't find my baby.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I would,
that it was that song?
No, I knew it's the song, but I didn't piece together the next line. Maybe it's because
losing the baby.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Continuing the baby. My mindset was on that Lil Sean song that we played, and probably a little bit on the, you know, our friend Herb who just stopped by. So,
well, mine was on my lost baby.
Okay. Well, I won't make fun of it.
Thank you.
Anyway, so yes, I'm an idiot. Even though I was singing that song, I didn't realize.
Don't talk about my baby.
All right, whatever. We probably have just lost our entire audience. If we didn't lose them already...
It's a potato chip break. They went and got potato chips.
Yeah, exactly. If we didn't lose them already with the last set, which was...
Crazy.
Oh, it's crazy. If you know anything about Spire Jerusalem... It was pretty crazy because they were all hip-hop love songs to some degrees, or just songs about girls.
Don't let him fool you. He's like a jelly donut.
Yeah, whatever.
Soft and sweet on the inside.
Yeah, whatever, player. Anyway, so if you knew anything about me growing up, I hated hip-hop love songs.
This is true.
I hated, like, all, like, R&B from, like, the mid-80s on through the 90s. I've only started to get into some of that stuff in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it was a hate-hate relationship.
It was just, I couldn't stand, you know, Bobby Brown, New Edition, Albie Sure, Keith Sweat.
Now we lost our audience.
Yeah, exactly. That I hated them back in the day. I don't know how much overlap there is between the two. Anyway, I play, like, the first song we started with, I Call Your Name by Dangerous Dame. That's the type of song I would have despised back when I was like 14, 15 years old. And
well,
I did despise it. And now I'm just...
It was appropriate for the time.
Yeah. And now I'm just old and I'm like listening to it. I'm like, you know what?
You're in a new season.
This isn't so bad. In fact, it's kind of dope. Didn't you think that song was kind of dope?
I always thought that song was kind of dope.
Really?
Yeah, I never had anything against that stuff.
Well, he says, yeah, because you liked hip-hop love songs, or could like hip-hop love songs about girls and stuff. And
no,
I'm like,
I liked girls.
You like girls? I liked girls, too, but still, it was just like, I'm not listening to hip-hop for them singing to bitches, I'm ripping heads off, you know?
Right, no, I hear you on that, and most of it is bad, to be honest, but... Yeah. That song was tight.
Yeah. No, Dangerous.
Plus, I like the switch cut.
Yeah, switch cut is very, very good. I bet he didn't pay a dime on sample clearance back then to use that song.
That was before any of that was a problem.
So it was a problem, but most of these motherfuckers weren't going after him. There wasn't the money to be made.
Hell no.
Exactly. Because Dangerous Dame was probably broke. However, no, I mean, I guess Atlantic Records had money. So, yes. But anyway, so, that, you know, those four songs we played were hip-hop love songs. Now, I mentioned, you know, in just to get into the subject of hip-hop love songs for a second. When I was, as I just mentioned, when I was growing up, I was like, you know, R&B is soft as shit. Hip-hop, they're talking about something, or like, you know, either something political, or knowledge, or anti-drug, or, you know, history. Or it's about ripping motherfuckers' heads off.
Right.
Save all of this, you know, rapping for bitches shit for, you know, Keith Sweat, like I mentioned before. So I was completely anti. Where did you fall? I mean, you mentioned a little bit you never had much of a problem, but where did you fall on this type of stuff when it was coming out?
I mean, it didn't really, like I said, it was, if it moved me, if I felt like I could get with what the dude was talking about, then I had no problem with it.
I don't know. I mean, because you think on some level, some of the dudes probably, as of late, have probably taken it a little bit too far. Like, LL Cool J is probably all known exclusively for I'm rapping for the bitches, and you know.
Well, I think the same thing, like when we had that conversation about Big Daddy Kane.
Right.
You know, and I think when somebody makes it their shtick, like Ja Rule or something like that, where it's like every cut. But it seemed like every cut you heard was like a track for the ladies, and then that's what they get known for. And then maybe their record is filled with all kinds of other stuff, and that was kind of like where I was coming from with that. Kind of one or two, you know, usually one cut buried in somebody's album, is that, you know, by the time I got to that cut, which usually is around the end of the record.
We are like middle second side, is yeah. usually.
You know, I decided whether or not I liked the dude anyway.
Yeah.
So.
In fact, it's interesting you mentioned that. Now just thinking about it, you're right. They usually stuck it like in the middle. Like the notable exception was that first hip hop love song by Big Daddy Kane. Got Me Waiting or whatever it's called.
Got Me Waiting.
Like, God, that song is awful.
For you day by day. Time to take it to the future. Been away.
Now, you know, you can agree that song is horrible, right?
I love that song.
Seriously.
I mean, I went through a period where I really liked that song.
Now, did you like the song?
Because
you like Kane?
And I know that it sucks. Okay. No, but it was just kind of like, I could hear what the song would have sounded like if he had gotten the notes right. And so I was like, that's kind of a tight song. I had to give it up to him for like his ability to write. He couldn't sing for shit. But it sounded like it was going in the right direction if you're giving it to the right artist.
Now, see, here's the thing. But if he had gotten somebody like, I don't know, Bobby Brown to sing on that, or Ralph, or Johnny Gill, would it have been a good song?
But that was also, would it have been a good song?
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have been a good song. It would still have been a lot better. But it's not like that. Like, he sang that whole cut, right?
Yeah. No, he rapped a little bit.
Okay, so that being said, then, you know, it's not like the raps were that tight.
No, they were awful. You know what I'm saying? Fact.
So that would have had to change. But as far as the singing part,
yeah,
I think, yeah, if you gave it to a singer. But that was also before fools were really doing that.
They had TJ Swan, man, in the Juice Crew. Yeah. They had TJ Swan couldn't really sing, though, either, but still.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't make an excuse for it. I just know that there was a time where I could listen through the badness.
Yeah.
And hear the intention. And the intention was, you know, I thought that was pretty cool.
I don't know, man. I will say, we did mention before that most of those songs, there used to be one on every album. Like MC Shan albums, Cool G Rap. There's a lot of these cold, chilling dudes. I mean, I really don't need to hear Cool G Rap sing a love song, you know what I'm saying?
Now, that doesn't make any damn sense.
He wasn't singing.
I'll give you that. That doesn't make a lick of sense at all.
Exactly.
You know, but Kane wasn't like murdering people.
But what about
busting nuts on the curtain and all
no? But he was
crazy,
being lyrically aggressive.
Shit.
You know,
sure.
He was smooth on "Ain't No Half Stepping."
Yeah,
but he
but
was
I
still...
mean, you know, every aggressive dude got a chick somewhere that he likes to go
true.
Lay up with.
But that
know?
Doesn't mean
I mean,
he switches it up to be Mister. You know, satin
but you don't
silk.
Talk to your. Do you talk to your girl the same way you talk to your boys?
No,
then
not
that's
at all
it is. Nice. You just got to put on that other that. Woman vernacular and get down like that.
Right, but I will say, I guess mention like the songs by Positively Black, that was a love song, or Craig G, or any of those all sucked. The LL Cool J ones?
The majority of them sucked.
The majority of the LL Cool J ones. Some of the LL Cool J ones are like the worst hip hop songs ever recorded. Some of the love songs on Walking with the Panther album are literally the worst hip-hop song ever recorded, or bottom five. Another one is the All of Me with Barry White that Big Daddy Kane did, which you've talked about on this show before. But, yeah.
All of my balls.
So what I did was I picked a sampling of hip-hop tracks for girls that were good.
So they're for girls, but you like them.
I like them.
You mean about girls.
Yeah, about girls.
Right. Written for the ladies. I get
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that women only want to hear the cut.
I mean, because you like I call my your name, and I come along to like it. And cats used to bump it in high school. I remember that.
Yeah.
You know? Then we followed up with Brotherhood Creed with Helluva. Helluva.
Brotherhood Creed.
I don't know nothing about them.
That's
just
what
know
I was
going to
say. What the hell? There was nothing other than this.
Nope. I downloaded their album. I haven't even listened to it. All I downloaded it for was to hear Helluva. You know?
Helluva.
And he was talking about kind of...
She's so fine.
If you're listening to it, he's talking about like hood shit. but like, you know, he's like a hood motherfucker rapping, you know, about his girl, and dude's trying to steal his hell of her. So
yeah, I mean, you know, that's tight.
Yeah, no, I got no problem with that.
So now what?
And then we followed it up with Antex, Understand Me, Vanessa. I don't know if you ever heard of Antex.
No, and I never heard that song before.
He had a song called, album called, I think it's like Straight from the Suburbs and stuff. I think he came from like the suburbs of Long Island. He was just like a middle class kid and stuff. And he just, it's a weird kind of, there's a lot of Fresh Prince to it. But then there's also kind of an edge to it as well. You know, you take the, I was almost describing LL Cool J there for a second, but, you know.
He didn't say anything about shiny lips, though.
No, nothing about shiny lips. So that song, I don't even know if that album really came out. I think it came out, didn't really get much run. I think that song had a video. We were talking about, he flipped the Prince beat up pretty damn nice.
Talk about getting away with some samples.
Yeah, and shit. Yeah,
basically. For real.
Maybe Prince wasn't giving a fuck. No, Prince hated hip-hop back then, so he probably was giving a fuck.
And, like, he doesn't even put his shit on the internet, you know?
No, Prince is just weird. That's a whole nother show. That's, like, 5 or 6 different shows. We talk about the oddity of Prince. I mean, I don't even feel like I'm qualified to get fully in-depth on his oddity.
No, you'd have to be a sorcerer.
Exactly.
You know, somebody from another dimension and time.
So, then after that, we finished up the set with Lil Sean, Hickey's on Your Chest. Now, he first kind of got known, he appeared on a special ed song called 5 Men and a Mic, and he was, you know, that was a roughneck posse cut, and he definitely did his thing on that one. He probably had the best verse on that one. You remember that one?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, no, he had a tight little verse on that one. And then I think he was signed to Uptown Records, run by Andre Harrell. And he was, I think they got him to, like, you remember Father MC?
Yep.
The dude who rhymed and sang for the girls. He ghost wrote a lot of his shit. So.
Only the stuff about girls, probably.
And he's married to Teresa, or he's going out with Teresa Randall, so...
Who, Father MC?
Yeah.
No shit.
Dead ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Father MC. She's a nice lady.
She is. Apparently, she's like... apparently, there's YouTube videos of them, like, she's, like, completely entranced. You can, like, he's talking, and then, like, she's sitting on the side completely, like, puppy dog-eyed, entranced with...
Good for her. Yeah. I hope everybody finds something like that.
Hey, whatever was clever. And then, I was saying, also just another thing about Lil Sean. He put out that album called, I think, it's not In the Mirror. I can't even remember what the album's called. I'm really not doing a very good job this tonight. But he put an album in Uptown.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, whatever. Put out Uptown. He did a mixture of kind of songs like that, which are about girls, but, you know, a little bit got like a hip-hop edge to it. Doing some straight hip-hop love songs. With, like, Color Me Bad singing on the choruses and, you know, doing stuff sampling Madonna. And another thing you can get away with now these days.
Yeah, right.
And then he has a couple of songs where he's just doing some type of stuff that he did on the special ed. You know what I'm saying? Just some straight hip-hop shit. And a trivia thing about Lil Sean is, you know, Tupac, the night he got shot, not like killed shot, the first time he got shot in New York.
Right, he got jumped?
Yes. He was going to the studio... recorded on a song with Lil Sean.
No shit.
Dead ass.
That sucks.
Yep.
Wonder what that would have sounded like.
Interesting, probably. I mean, Tupac back then could hop on that type of shit.
Yeah, he could do anything. Yeah. I mean, pretty much. I mean, he had a bunch of different stuff that he could sound good doing if he really was into it, it seemed like, you know.
Definitely.
As displayed by all his really kind of like lasting, touching songs. You know, the songs that were really like kind of emotional.
Was some of the best stuff he's known for.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything you want to add on hip-hop love tracks? Yay or nay? Do they work today's context, would you say?
They're all like fucking love songs now.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, like all the songs are about girls.
And they're all mostly... you have like, you know, Kanye West dedicating whole albums to like doing hip-hop.
It's all about that now.
Kid Cudi talking about being score. You know,
these guys were ahead of their time.
Yeah. And they do, you know, honestly, I mean, I like Kanye, but a lot of his, you know, 808s and Heartbreak shit is unlistenable, man. It's just whiny shit. And I mean, I know there's some Kid Cudi fans out there, but like for that skinny jean emo shit and whining about staring in your room and wanting to cut yourself or whatever, man. That's just not for me.
Got to speak to the youth, man.
Yeah, about... No. Fuck that. Anyway, you have any shout-outs you wanted to do?
Yeah, big shout-out to Young D, Dion, L, Sarah. Chilling back from China, doing her thing. Shout-out to Mark Love, who I spoke to recently.
Oh, we got to talk about that. I didn't even know you talked to Mark.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right?
Yeah, and big shout-out to Ma.
No word. We're in Ma's spot. Respect right. Always to Ma and to H.I.M. on the wall.
That's right. Cinnamon and... I think that's it. Jossie. I missed his birthday, so my godson Jossie and his little sister Jion.
Of course,
his parents. And everybody check out my man Vesuvio's dropping a new album.
A word.
Yeah, so he just shot a video for that.
What's the album called?
You know, I can't remember what it's called, to be honest.
Alright.
But the single's called Algiers Point.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, it's dope. And it's with one of the ladies from Sweet Honey and the Rock.
I don't know who that is, but...
Yeah, they're tight, I'll show you. And big shout-out to the All Posse, All...
Crew Massive.
Crew Massive Worldwide over at Youth Radio. Give them a big shout-out. So if you have ever listened to or not listened to alldayplay.fm, there's some young people putting some good shows together, so check that out, alldayplay.fm, which is a product of Youth Radio. So check it out.
Alright, so I'm going to give a shout out to all the Jennies out there, and I don't have anyone major I need to give a shout out. Shout out my man Tim Diesel. I gave him a shout out last time. Big shout out again to my man Jazz Ford, Freddie Fred and Silky, my man Kenny Kyle, who did our logo, or Kenny Keel, always mispronounced his name. He did our logo, and he's getting big. He's about to put out a comic book. You know what I'm saying?
We better print up some t-shirts.
Exactly.
And we're wondering, would it be worth it for us to print up t-shirts? Yeah. Would you guys buy them if they were like $5 or something
exactly.
like that? You know, write us at theheadrush@gmail.com.
Because I'm in the process of talking to my man Kenny Kyle to see what we can do about that type of stuff.
Got that, because I want one.
I want one too. I'll rock it.
It doesn't make sense for us to just print two.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We need to print some for you all, so.
Exactly. Now, we'll be looking into doing that. And shout out to Booth up in Toronto, Ernest. I've mentioned him before. Big shout out to my man Mike Conway from Shout Magazine, doing his thing. Maga used to work for. He's handling his biz.
Word.
And do anyone else I need to give a shout out to? I cannot even remember. My friend Herb has just scrambled my brain.
Well, let's scramble some music.
Exactly. You're jumping on it. So this next song is Ultramagnetic MCs.
Yeah.
Traveling at the Speed of Thought. This is the original version. Very rarely heard. It's a little bit odd, but it's pretty dope.
So no songs about girls now.
Nope. Just
that
weird.
Was it.
Yep.
All right, let's get weird with it.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Ultra. MC Ultra. Ultra. MC Ultra.
Now you cry like a bitch,
saying you don't want no more.
Turn up the bottle, drink to the beat until I hear it flow. Then get another, it's good to go. It's the full of the word when I'm out of control. Of course, in 40s, old gold. Better than crack or smoking dirt. Spray down your throat and watch it work. With this bell, I'll press my luck. With a 40 in the freezer, I might throw up. It's nice to be drunk, swallow the sipper. Adorable, dope, that's a bed that was drunk a long time ago. It could be drunk, but only I could drink it. For those that could drink, is drink and keep drinking. I start to drink, and then I think I see elephants that are colored pink. When I'm drunk, I'm trapped inside the bottle. I escape when I chant my motto. I drink gold, gold, gold. Store. The freezer's empty. A court like this might tempt me. The cold will show my patience and my self-control. Rather court like I'm on solid gold and I drink. Cause I'm drinking this. Let the other drink first so the brother don't miss. Mr. C break the cat. Mr. X will drink when he finished the rap. I get into this like an analyst. You wanna drink? You gotta wipe your list. Cause I'ma praise the Lord for the court I hold. You wanna drink? You gotta drink old gold. Cause if I'm not drunk, I'ma drink hardcore. Take the 40, make the people respond for the goal. That's the way that it should be. If you wanna guzzle it after me, think about it. Wait, don't waste my court. Forget it, and just turn to thought. Cause I'll be watching you, and if you just ain't dogging it, drop the court, you shouldn't be hogging it. This is how I should be drunk. This court shouldn't touch them, it's a punk. Some try to drink like this, but I'm telling you, they bit me. I'm so drunk, I can tell when it's hitting me. He don't steam, I'm a 40-ounce fiend. The old gold commercial is my theme. I get stupid when I hear cap roll. Mr. X is on the court, and I drink old gold, gold.
That's why I came to teach y'all to praise his name. First of all, so endless, 800 controller. Mr. X gets drunker as he gets older. Constant celebration, full expansion. I drink a case while I cool in my mansion. They put it in the case and then the bar they tested. And in the stores, us drinkers requested to drink it. The effect might break you. Cause only us drunks relate to. Whoever drinking cans, I'ma give them a 40. Crack it for them and watch them get naughty. Or should I let it get hot? To give it another quart so I can see that I got. I'm not drunk cause I'm acting bold. Mr. X is on the court. And I drink old gold. Now I'm gonna stop to see who got another quart cause mine is hot. I wanna see which posse can drink the best. Don't worry, cause the cake is fresh. Now forget Budweiser, get in style. Private stock, and not what it's about. Code 45 ain't raining that. It is what you drink and where you drink at. You say you drink beer, show and prove. Dethrone my court, let me see you move. Cause all you need is money and your breath can't stink. The rest is up to y'all. Mr. X will say drink. Hey yo, I like to dedicate this to my man Reggie Davis for the ride the way, and my man Melton Mouth, cause them niggas be getting drunk.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, hit. Majority of all the members of the Roastuck sorority, slowly rolling and controlling. The passion is made, but not stolen. I keep it as a symbol, sort of like a girl on a shopping spree at Macy or Gimbals. I'm picking the kicking, of course, finger licking cuts that'll have it bringing back the butt in this jam. I pronounce it swift, only serving you kibbles and bits. I won't battle a simple man, cause he's a pimple of a man to me. I'm not saying that I'm that nice, but if I was solid, I'd be ice so I could cool ya. When you've lost a link and I could change it to a liquid. If you need something to drink, on the side, on the uphill ride to the microphone is where Swift abides. I got tired of playing silent, so I use the mic as my means of finding Theo Scale. The man you admire, incredibly accepted for the DJ choir. People call us brothers, some say cousins. We get fan letters coming by the dozens. Nothing is flaunting, but then again do. Cause I'm blunt in what I'm telling you. Don't try to play us, cause you may just get a beat down, but not from a posse. Just skilling me. And our destiny is a legacy with first priority. You stood in the background and said your piece, and now we return. All bullshit seats, cause I've had it. With all your talk, grab your notes and take a walk. Kibbles and bits. I control the roles like a teacher's teaching. Leeches doing what they do best, that's legion. A side skip to a snare if it's fair, compare it to another one. Let the brother come in to rock the mic as I command you. And at the end, I may hand you verses and verses of lines that rhyme. Being driven as a living illegal. Unlike crime, I don't half step, but I detect a note of jealousy. Are you compelling me to let skill do the custom he masters? If in the act to excel, he goes faster. It might break you or may take you a minute to really get in it like a skeezer. Her mission is skeezing, or a question without a reason. These go on as time moves on. Success from the rest just might spawn a trend. Transcending from a massive hit. Serve you kibbles and bits, boy. You know what I'm saying? K-Swift on the MIC, checking it out in 88. I like to send a shout out to my man, DJ Skill, incredible DJ Skill. Like to say what's up to my cousin, Cisco Bay from around the way. King of Chill, you out there with chilling. Alliance and Cole, we back.
Y'all, what I'm rolling. There's something by my benzo with tinted windows. It's kind of slick, not made for bimbos. Cruising down the street with this gip on my hood. I'm getting points like a benzo should. I say, yo, skis, you looking for the flesh? You wanna ride? Better dust off your dress. I ain't dissing you. Skis, but my benzo's the ultimate tease. Walk into the spectrum. Some suckers wanna kick my rectum. Got up in my face telling me I was deaf. I slapped the boy cause he had bad breath. Looked down, had his rope, I saw VLW. What you trying to do, you dumb brother? You call yourself a baller in a Volkswagen? You better hush, Holmes, and squash that brag.
Yeah, what's up, Mick? I got a benzo too, can I say
something? About my benzo.
Yeah, let's roll on tough by these girlies. You know what's up. Mine might be broke, but...
Shut up, Ron. It's the way I gotta do this. You on my tip, boy, like Popeye on Brutus. Don't worry, home cut. I'm still chill. Just kind of twist it off a benzo pill.
Okay, that worked.
Door. I like mine's bigger.
Really?
I stay strapped for them buffalo niggas.
Me too.
Look at these seats, man. They're tooth on.
I ain't no pimp, but I'm bad to the bone. Cellular. Phone in the middle. So many buttons on my dash, it's a riddle. Rolling up to album, chilling. Grills dirty from the birds I'm killing.
Got em.
Girls, please step back, don't touch this. The kind of car jack artists don't mess with. Yes, my rollout's in effect. It's time to go, too many skirts won't sex.
That's what I'm saying.
There's something by my benzo.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sing it, Mick, sing it.
Bought it in Miami, rode it to Cali, hit 150 through the Fernando Valley. AMG down with the big gold grill, tack jumps when it's time to get ill. 15-inch woofers, boom in the trunk. Posse on Broadway for maximum bump. Cruise like the Love Boat, playing my rhyme. Rewind the tape, kid, that's the wrong line. Back to the car, automatic on the floor. Points with the skirts, boy, the benzo scores. Whole gold shot, that includes gold mirrors. Wipers on my lights make the world a bit clearer. Whip, dip, munching barbecue chips. Honking at gifts as they flip with a tip. Roll up on baby, I say, aight. Same old player riffing a big old player's deck. Baby dropped the vanity, working that makeup. Waving at her friends, thinking she's a taker. But I let it slide. Use me for the ride, I use you for the high. You know what's up, that's the way the game rolls. Use me, I use you, and so the story goes. Ho pimpin', ho pimpin',
to chant the homie scream. Bring them skirts to the Benzo King. There's some by my Benzo. Not just one, I got three. I collect them, you see. SEL, a 190, and a SEC. I ain't no dope man, Mr. Lolly. Jump on TV trying to diss. Brothers like you hate to see black success when it's legit, but it's real. Check the latest vibe. 16 nines in the rear to make it fly. CD cassette, big amps make it rock. Turn that AC off, girl, it's a drop top. SEC, hog of hogs. Hit the funky streetlights when I'm rolling in the fall. Cruising at 100 when I spotted this car, it was a trap. They call it radar. State trooper in a 5.0. Will he catch my SEC? Now you know. Gunning 130 on the outskirts of Seattle. That's the end of that battle. Yeah, I wanna say what's up to all you brothers rolling them Benzos. Eazy-E, Ice-T, Tone Low. Word. That's some by my Benzo. Peace.
But we're back, even though he said peace. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Fancy meeting you here, sir.
Yeah, what brings you around these parts?
You know, I just fell on through. I figured I'd sit down in front of this mic and play some music. How's that sound to you?
Yeah, that's good. I think that some other people might be joining us happenstance as well.
Oh, good to hear. Very good to hear.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome back, y'all. This is The Head Rush.
I'm JB the Mulatto.
And I'm Aspire Jerusalem. And again, this is brought to you by Esquilax Entertainment.
And Courageous Entertainment.
And you can hit us up at TheHeadRush@gmail.com.
What about the blog?
Yes, it's theheadrush.blogspot.com. I haven't been as good as at posting other stuff besides just the playlists, but I really promise at some point I will get better about that.
Oh, I do want to give a shout out to all the new friends that we have that are following us, so thank you for
all Podomatic cats, everyone who's subscribing.
Thanks
lots
a lot.
Of cats out there. We really couldn't do this shit without y'all. Oh, I want to shout out my man Allie Al over in England. And if I didn't shout out Jazz Ford again before, I can't remember if I did or not. He gets a major shout out too.
Word.
Yeah. So you want to get to the playlist?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we played five songs, all kind of weird in their own type of way, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
Yeah, so we started off with Ultramagnetic MCs, Traveling at Speed of Thought. You know, we always talk about songs that you really couldn't record anymore in this day and age.
That's for sure one.
One of them. Now, let's get beyond. Let's have all the things going for it. One, it samples a group. Two groups that hate being sampled, like Rolling Stones. That they're rhyming over the beginning of Honky Tonk Women by Rolling Stones. You know, there are groups who can't put out, like, big hits of theirs anymore because they, like, rock groups, because they sampled somebody covering a Rolling Stones song.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? The Verve. You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the Bittersweet Symphony song?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't put that out anymore.
Really?
Yep, because it's sampled, when these, I forget what the famous British orchestra performing a Rolling Stones song, and
wow,
they sampled it, and they can't perform it. They can't put it. I guess they could perform it. They can't put it on their greatest hits. They had to pull all the albums from the stores.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so besides that, then also samples Louie Louie Heavy. And then the rhyming styles are sort of like Run DMC, but also just really old, bizarre Ultramagnetic MCs, Cool Keith said G type of shit.
Right.
Because they're known usually for the real kind of the innovators of the fast rap type of shit. But they're really. And then the little Louie Louie shit comes in after every two bars.
That shit sounds like it annoys you.
No, it doesn't. I love the fucking song. It's just weird. You would never, ever, 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 ever hear a song like that today.
No, that's true.
Where it's all centered around hook and, you know, break everything into little fucking 16-bar nugs or something like that. And it's just, you would never hear anything like that again. It's just odd. I don't know. Did you like it?
I did like it, actually. Yeah,
it works. Well, I mean, like I said, I don't think any group besides them could pull it out, pull it off, but it would work. It worked.
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get that drink of water that I should have gotten. It's the problem. Anyway, okay, after that we had, that was Gemini the Gifted One, the Funk Soul Sensation. Now, here's the thing about that song. Now, when I was talking to JB while we were playing the song, he was like, that guy sounds familiar. That guy sounds like Slot X, blah, blah, blah. You know what, dude? That was the same person.
Ah, that was the deal. Huh?
Yep, that's the weird shit about
right.
it. Gemini the Gifted One, Funk Soul Sensation. He used two completely different flows, two completely different voices.
Wow.
And sounded like two people.
That was dope.
It was. It was real dope.
That
I mean,
crazy.
It was, I think, you know, he had this EP. Actually, I don't think the EP ever came out. It was called Scars and Pain. And that was one of two singles that were on it. And he shot the video like he was in like two different places and two different people and shit. But it must have been a pain because if he's going to try to promote this shit and you can't promote, you know, your main song because unless you have somebody else rhyme the part of you, you can't sit there and rhyme both of your parts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's all studio magic. You know, they have one dude record on one track. No, one dude. Him rhyme one way on one track. And the other dude rhymed the other way on the other track. Or another dude. Him rhymed the other way.
So he got you.
He got you.
He's mind fucking you right now.
I'm sorry. You like that movie, man?
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, not the entire movie, but the mind fucking shit actually turned out to be a very funny running joke.
Everything that Puff Daddy did in that movie was freaking hilarious.
I thought he did a great job.
I know. Everything he did, he was the man in it.
He was redonkulous.
He was redonkulous. Anyway, so then, just the other thing I was going to say about Gemini the Gifted One. He got known a little bit another dude he was involved got known a lot. He recorded in like the early 2000s a whole album with Danger Mouse. I don't know if y'all know Danger Mouse. Jay, do you know who Danger Mouse is?
Yeah.
Yep, the dude who like produced Gnarls Barkley. The guy, I mean, I think, you know, he did the second Gorillaz album. There's talk that he's going to be producing the entire album for U2, the next U2 album.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's talk. I don't know if it's going to be whatever, but he's a pretty well-known producer now.
Well, I'm producing his next record.
Yeah, uh-huh. And apparently, it was, you know, and the first dude he really got known for working with was Gemini. And I think he had gone and lived in Europe or something like that. So, and that's how he hooked up with the dude. Because I think Danger Mouse is originally from England.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, so that was a dope little song. Third one we played was Mr. X and Mr. Z, Drink Old Gold. Because I think it's kind of weird because you don't ever hear kind of a full length. I want to say it's almost a parody of the, you know, the Eric B. and Rakim song, but he seems to be taking it really seriously. And
he definitely put some work into it.
Exactly.
There's no denying that.
And he went and, you know, did take off on all four or five verses. Rakim's got a lot of verses on that song.
Yeah, I mean, he matches it almost, you know, sound for sound.
Pretty much.
In that way, it's impressive, but the...
You're not feeling it?
No, and they had that one additional sample that they put in there. Yeah, just the way they used it got on my nerves after a while.
I guess. Maybe they figured they wanted to just add some
weird shit. I mean, they had to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Had some weird shit going for it. I don't know. It's kind of oddly appealing to me. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're a drunk.
I'm not even the biggest drunk in this block. You know, like, it's just, I'm probably the smallest amount of drunk on this block.
See, that's what drunks do. They always try to put other people around them to make their problems seem smaller.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think I'm doing okay. In that case, I'm doing okay around here.
Yeah, you're doing okay making your problems seem smaller.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, and then, what was the next song we played after that? I'm not very organized tonight. Oh, we played Alliance, Kibbles and Bits. We have Alliance. We've played a couple songs for them when we did that Salute to First Priority show a little while back. And then, you know, the Alliance was on First Priority Records. And that song was from First Priority put out a compilation, which we talked about on that show. And then they had it. You know, if you listen to the beat, it's really weird. The sounds coming in and out of the speakers.
Yeah, it was all over the place. I mean, it was a trip to listen to that.
Exactly.
Know?
But I like those dudes. I wish those dudes had recorded more stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and you know who's a big fan of that is actually Questlove from The Roots. I actually love that one. And Black Thought Dig is if then like on their third album, I think it was, Things Fall Apart, the intro for the song, like Black Thought's first verse.
Right.
He's basically, they just reflipped that beat. That
wow.
Rhymed over. Yeah, it's tight. It's, that one's weird, too, because like if you listen to that, the beat's only coming through one speaker, and Black Thought's coming through the other speaker. That one's just...
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it was like their whole little tribute to the whole weird aesthetic of the song.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, it's Kibbles and Bits on the First Priority compilation. If you can find it out there online, do so. It's real dope. We've talked it up before. And we finished it off with, that was something by my about my Benzo, and Rhyming in an Unrecognizable Manner. That was Sir Mix-a-Lot, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because when he was talking about Seattle, yeah. I was like, it sounds like somebody that might be kind of influenced by Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's old, huh?
Nah, that's his second album. That was I'm going to change up my flow. I'm not going to rhyme like the way I usually rhyme. And made a real, just like smooth, fucking ride out Benzo songs. And gave the shout outs to Ice-T and Eazy-E and everybody, and Tone Loc, who like riding Benzos as well.
That was tight.
That's like the best song off of that second album, that was Seminar. That was the one that got known for like Beepers and My Hoopty and all that type of stuff.
That dude used to write hits.
Yeah, he did. I mean, this crazy. This is before Baby Got Back came along and made him like huge, huge. You know, yeah, he name checks Posse on Broadway in that song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he had Beepers was a hit. My Hoopty.
Put Him on the Glass.
Yeah, that's the post Baby Got Back one. Though that's an interesting choice, I was going to say, because, you know, Baby Got Back is, of course, famous because of, like, Celebration of the Ass. But, right. You know, you'd think that he would almost, you know, go and make it safer after that. It's like, you know, okay, I'm going to go and in the lane and do the, you know... Baby Got Back is a little weird, but it's not completely, like, not, like, risque or anything. Put Him on the Glass is pretty fucking way off the
left. Yeah, he just went porno with it.
Exactly. Like, take your tits out and put them on the glass and
please,
you drive
and make
them
sure
by.
They're wet.
Exactly.
Do that part first.
It would have been very easy for him to kind of go the, even though he was friends with Hammer, it would have been very easy for him to go the Hammer route with that. And he didn't.
He got out of the game right before it happened.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
yeah.
He made that one last big hit. And it was so ridiculous.
And then,
it was just about swollen body parts at this point.
Exactly. The breast got out. He got out. And I think he runs a studio up there. And then later on, he formed a group with another one that's kind of like not as big Seattle. Like a straight rock group. He produced for him and stuff. So this is at the beginning of the whole, you know, rock groups using DJs and all that type of shit. So yeah. So that's a dope song. Actually, I love... He's talking about flossing his Benzo, and he's bragging about having both a tape deck and a CD player.
I know, I heard you laugh.
I was like...
That was funny.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about, like, you know, the shit they used to brag about back in the days, then some of the shit just doesn't translate well. You know, like Sugar Hill Gang rapping how they have a color TV. You know, it's...
Ooh.
Ooh. I mean, you know, but in 1979, 1980,
shit,
that was a big deal.
Yeah,
exactly. And at this point, really, CD players were just really getting a foothold in the market. And certainly, the idea that you would have a CD player in your car.
And a cassette deck.
And a cassette deck. Even just having the CD player, but then also having the cassette deck as well. Like, motherfucker, what?
You're balling in your Benzo.
So, that's the playlist. We really hope you all have enjoyed the show. I've had a good
damn
time.
Damn good time.
I've had a good time. I've had a very good time.
Word.
So, again, you know, tell all your friends about us and hit us up at theheadrush@gmail.com and let us know if you think the t-shirts are a good idea. I'm going to talk with my man, Kenny Kyle, just to make sure I can help her. Kenny Keel or half your friend. Kenny, you got to tell me how to pronounce your name.
Jesus, let's get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're going to finish the song, the set up, or the show up. This is Tracy Lee. This song is called The Theme. That's it. It's called The Theme. It's a feral. It was kind of a hit in like 97, 96, right when I was graduating college. So, you all know if you recognize it. You'll recognize it when you hear it. I think dude was from D.C. or New York or one of the two. But he did his thing, and it's a dope little. It was a big hit, but just kind of got forgotten. It's kind of like the Ill Al Scratch we played a little while back. You know what I'm saying?
The rest of the shit we play.
Well, a lot of the shit we played wasn't big hits. This was like considered like a club hit and had a video and it was on, you know, BET, Rap City all the time.
Well, so, play that shit. I want to get my dance on.
Okay, fine. We're going to start a little disco. I'm going to bring the scrippers in. You know what I'm saying?
We need scrippers.
Scrippers. Lots of scrippers. You know what I'm saying?
And Skrilla.
And Skrilla for the scrippers. Yeah. Because they're not going to script for free. So.
And scrup.
Anyway.
Skipping on scrup.
So, we're going to hit y'all next time soon. Enjoy the music, y'all.
I was trying to hit somebody.
Oh, shut up. I'll hit you as soon as I start playing the music. I'll hit you and then hit the music. So. So I hope you enjoyed the show. We had a good time.
Yep.
And yeah, enjoy the head rush. We'll be hitting y'all soon.
All right, I'm JB the Mulatto.
I'm Spire Jerusalem.
We'll see y'all next time.
Peace.
Peace.
It's party time. Oh, it's party time. Having a party. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Ha. Uh-huh. Trey Lee, come nigga. On. By storm. Yeah, uh-huh. Ain't no mystery. R and F to death. Reapers, one step beyond.
No doubt.
Check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
And everywhere that my crew go, and every hole that my crew know, and every show that my crew blow, you know we get down.
This is how we get down with no question. Trees in the VIP section. Benson sipping on French connections. Dashing, decked in the latest fashions. Flashing, niggas spending tax-free cash. 10 G stash, some leaving the club scene smashed. Ha, ass in the bunches. Run with a sit tight. Click with mics, get in your shit like. So better make sure your shit's tight. When I'm home, shit is worldwide like .com. Know the rock swarms. Get up in that ass like thong. Strong arm in the place at alarm and race. Got a fifth and it's all it take for me to flip on slip. Try the front on to get your front chip. Run the chicks home and plus rips. Get a duck sick. Let it be known we got a song that don't quit.
And every hold in my crew,
hey,
blow.
Yeah,
like Tanya, Michelle, and Nikki. And every show that my crew blow.
Yeah, like the Apollo on BET.
And everywhere that my crew go.
Yeah, like Philly,
check,
New York,
check
DC.
It out, no doubt.
We get down with no question. Run up in a chicken's midsection. Boo, I rock on from marathons to quick sessions. Menage a trois, killing your whole crew with at least 16 bars like I'm C supposed to. A real MC, take you to school like D. I'm cool like G. In rap, I use the mic to rule like a pharaoh. Tip them on like apparel. Ha, you know we get down. Bad to the bone like marrow. Chicks, crack your womb. Trey gets played from the plaque, Grand's tomb. Lily's in here, been here. Lyrics, they went here. Why did you go there? I swear, R&F tears things like that. We breaking your team up like a salary cap. And it don't stop till I get cream like Shaq. 17 mil annual, flammable.
And every hold of my crew, no.
Hey,
like Tasha, you better stay safe. And every show to my crew, no.
Like the radio, yeah. On MTV.
Don't stop. And everywhere to my crew, no.
Yeah.
Like Atlanta,
Washington,
you know we get down. Yeah. You know we get down.
It's party time.
Yeah, come on. So, with no question, hey, lyrics get etched in. Stone destined to leave y'all niggas jonesing. A threat when in the zone, get protection. Do the best in my profession. When I ride loops like a stretch fence, heads get laced. D-Dot, leave the cone cop, just in case. Tracy, Levi, stunned, chosen. One and we got this party, see life is frozen. Oh, time to close in on those who be dozing. Not trying to hear it without wine and spirit. Shows continue to blow the venue with flows that sicker than influenza. Knowing the squad that injured pretenders. I'm pulling your cards to surrender, bombard your agenda. At last, RNF staff with more pitch slaughtering. So we be the new world ordering.
Everywhere that my crew goes.
Hey.